Welcome to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast, the place to grow and scale profitable practices with your show hosts, Huyen Truong and Steve Tate.
Hello and welcome to another episode of OMD TV and podcast show, the place to be to grow and scale your practice. My name is Huyen Truong. I'm the Search Marketing Director here at OMD. And this is my co-host, Stephen Tate, and we haven't got him on the show for a while, so it's time to bring him back. Today we're going to dive into a special topic, which is very interesting. Beyond your logo, building a practice, a brand that is the first choice in your category and region. And our guest today is Graham Gladman, the founder and also the brand strategist at BrandQuest, founded in 2017. Graham and I have known each other for almost a decade. We've been working on several projects, and I figure that we haven't covered many branding topics in our OMD TV and podcast show. So I figure out this is a perfect time to invite an expert to come in and talk about a very important fundamental topic, branding for medical practice. So please join me to welcome Graham and to talk about this exciting topic. Thank you for joining the show.
Thank you so much, Huyen. And it's great to be here. And I should say that it's great to have an opportunity to talk to your viewers and listeners in a category that I think is often overlooked when it comes to brand strategies. I'll just give a bit of my background for you, and then we'll move into exactly what a brand strategy is and why I think that can be of benefit to your viewers and listeners in who are working in this field of medical practice. I have been a founder of BrandQuest for the last 18 years. In that time, we have delivered brand strategies for a raft of businesses of all sizes and all categories beyond medical practices, service industries, manufacturing, etc. And we deliver a brand strategy. As I said, I will get to what really a brand strategy is, but if you think of a building, a brand strategy is simply the architectural plans upon which everybody else comes in and then creates that building, the builders, the plumbers, the electricians, etc. But without a brand strategy, fundamentally, a business, any business in any category, is really just kind of using marketing as an ad hoc basis. There's no foundation, Huyen and Steve, for the purpose and the reasons of what they are doing. Now, just to dive back a little bit, my career began in advertising as a creative director in large multinational advertising agencies. I've also owned or part owned my own international advertising agency. And back in 2017, along with my partner Jason, we established BrandQuest because fundamentally, throughout our joint experiences, what we saw was a lack of real understanding of a strategy to underpin a business. So that was the foundation of BrandQuest. That's where we came from. And I'm delighted to be able to talk today to your viewers and listeners, hopefully, and bring a little bit more understanding of the power and the potency of a brand strategy.
Yeah, which is obviously the topic of today's show, beyond the logo and trying to look at how that we can use our logo as a way of differentiating ourselves and becoming the first choice in our category or region. So, you know, first, you know, could you maybe give us some insights on how a practice can sort of you become that first choice in their category or region?
Yeah, good question, Steve.
Good question, actually.
So let's put aside other business and categories and let's talk about medical practice specifically. And in my research, it seems to be a category like no other. It's a category, pardon me, this might upset some of your viewers or listeners, but it's a category of sameness. You take away the logo, you take away the name, and it's same, same, same.
Yeah.
I did quite a bit of research online, and there's two ways that customers or patients will come to your practice, I suggest. Mm. The first, of course, is by recommendation of family or friends or whatever. Yeah. That's a trust, you know, one.
Yeah.
The second is, if you don't have family or friends and you've moved into a new area or whatever, the second way is you start to search on website and you look to find a brand or a clinic that, that you feel a connection to beyond our doctors, you know, our reception desk, you know, our specialities, etc. And I suggest to the viewers and listeners that a brand strategy is the way to cut through that field of sameness, to differentiate yourself from your competitors.
And I think practice brand strategy, one of your most important digital assets or assets, and it gives your organization an identity and make your clinic more memorable, and also help persuade your prospective patient as to why they should be choosing you over other clinics. And also it brings employee some pride. And one of the most common mistakes I've seen over the years that branding wasn't done early enough in the whole clinic setup, and giving the clinic unclear identity about who you are and how you want to be perceived in the prospective consumer's mind, and how you want to be differentiate yourself, differentiated from yourself from other competing clinics. There's a clear differentiation difference between branding and marketing. So for me, as I understand, so branding basically is about your identity, who you are. And marketing basically is a strategy and tactics to help communicate that identity or vision. So simple is that. And so a lot of clinics don't have an idea about the differences, and they don't have this branding exercise done early enough. And even if you are running practices right now for years, but then over time you feel like you don't have any clear identity about who you are and how you can be different from other clinics, I think that's the time when you start thinking about branding exercise, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'll come back to, you used the word why, why patients should prefer you earlier.
Yeah.
And I suggest that at the moment, in this category, there is a distinct lack of why. Why you? It's all about what you do, what we do, who our doctors.
It's all about.
Correct. It's all about us.
And
any good brand strategy looks outside the clinic in, not inside the clinic out. Now that's kind of a potential patient point of view.
Yeah.
And what a patient's looking for is why. What is it that differentiates your clinic, and why should they choose you?
Yeah.
Over another clinic on their agenda, any of them in their region or whatever. So we keep coming back to the why you, and the why you is found in the interrogation of a brand strategy. I can touch on that a little later if you like in this discussion, but why you is incredibly important. And if you manage to find your why, then you are already a preferred
choice.
Thank you very much. A preferred choice. And I should add that, you know, we've worked in over 200 brand strategies, as I said earlier, across all categories. There is always a why. There is always a differentiation of any business and any category. You will always find your why. And our process that we've developed over the 18 years of our history, our process finds that why. It's there, it's dormant in most companies. And Huyen, to your point earlier, yes, it's always preferred to build a brand strategy for a new clinic or a new business. But frankly, our experience is most companies and most businesses have moved beyond that. And then when we come in, is to kind of go back a few steps and say, hey guys, you're doing tactics here.
Yeah.
You're doing marketing tactics, but there's no strategy underpinning it. So so we help them step back and build that platform so that every piece of marketing they do is done not just with because it, we can do it and we've got a budget to do it, but it's based on this is the strategy, this is the why. Let's do marketing tactics that, that really work on the why of our business or our clinic.
Yeah, I think one of the important things that we talk about a high-performing website is that the ability to communicate the reason why patients choose you over other clinics. So, and I ask and interview a lot of practice owners, practice managers, and the answer tend to be a little vague, you know, we provide high-quality services and, you know, we... you know, we have latest technology and all these general statements about their clinic. So that's the challenge here is that in how to find the why.
Correct.
You know?
And understandably, all of those things are critically important from the inside.
Yeah.
You know, if you're the management or the owners of that clinic, that's incredibly important. You've invested so much money in that.
Yeah.
But do you know what? Step outside the clinic with a customer's viewpoint and you'll find, again, I'm reiterating here, but it's a fact, you'll find this sameness. It's just a different doctor with a different stethoscope or whatever. I even came across one website that right there on their home page was a reception desk. An empty, bare
reception
desk. With, and I thought, well, there's an invitation.
Yeah, sure.
Or not. So,
come to our empty office. We'll take care of you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, so how does a medical practice build the brand advantage into an operational asset?
The first task in this whole interrogation of the practice is to find your unique points of difference. Now that sounds like, it could sound like a bit of puffery, but again, I'll say that every brand we've worked on, we can reveal and uncover the points of difference that differentiate that brand or that clinic from another business. It lies within every business that we've worked with. There are points of difference that are competitive and will differentiate you from your competitors.
Okay.
So are you saying that every practice should have its own unique and authentic brand story? And based on my experience that a lot of websites I come across, I notice when I visit the About Us page or About the Doctor page, it's quite generic. It's all about the schools that they've been to, you know, university, only training. But this is not really a story. And people don't remember about your qualifications, all these, you know, trainings you have, but they do remember a story if you ever have that on your website. So tell me a little bit more about the brand story. And, you know, maybe the audience would love to hear from you as to why to build a story that unique and authentic to prospects.
Brand stories have been along forever. That phrasing, brand story, is kind of a new phenomenon that people, probably your listeners, may have heard about. But brand stories are critically important as to the why, underpinning the why, the brand story. And the interesting thing about brand stories is they resonate most when they're authentic. You cannot, you can't fake a brand story, you know.
Yeah.
You can't pretend to be something that you're not. And that is a part of the task of the brand strategy, is to unearth the authentic brand story, which we in our process can discover and unearth and reveal. Like, it's a piece of gold once it's revealed.
Sure.
That brand story really resonates with people. We recommend to our clients that why, that brand story, is first and foremost on the homepage.
Wow, that's very important.
That's critically important.
Yeah.
Then immediately you start to have built or the start of a connection with a potential client or a potential customer. And let's face it, new clients are the lifeblood of any clinic. I mean, it's a fact. If you don't renew your client
then
list or your patient list, then your business, your practice, is doomed to failure. So so new clients are the lifeblood of any practice. And the way to new clients is to have that connection, build that authenticity, that why that Bu Yen referred to build that so that there's an immediate connection. It builds, and the connection builds a sense of trust, and therefore you're starting to move, you know, to build this relationship with a potential client already from the website.
And I imagine, like, we keep talking about building a relationship with potential clients through this story, this brand story, but I have imagined that it's even valuable just internally for the business itself to identify in a particular way, and they feel an emotional attachment to the company themselves, employees.
Do you know what, Stephen, you're absolutely 100% right. Mm. I should have mentioned it, but it's not only external, but a brand story and a brand strategy is internal. Mm-hmm. It gives the employees, everybody within the practice, it gives them an added sense of differentiation, a sense of pride, and it kind of builds, I don't want to get too much here, but it builds a North Star. You know, I'm not just working for a clinic, but there's a purpose here that this clinic serves, and there's a story that I love. Yeah, I can tell my neighbors, my family, my friends, I can latch onto this story, and that builds loyalty, builds trust within the employees, and that's invaluable, you know, to a clinic. That if you can maintain the staffing, the kind of staff you want through building that affiliation with the brand story, then there's another win, not just external, but
internal as well. So through your brand strategy process, Brand Quest can help reveal these hidden or latent brand within?
Absolutely. That's the answer. I think, like your own brand, your own clinic doctors, the idea of Brand Quest looks beyond the symptoms to find the underlying remedy, if you like, and then to go about diagnosing that remedy. That's the brand strategy. We diagnose the barriers holding you back, and then prescribe the right brand treatment. So we give you steps forward that you can implement in your business and on your website and in your marketing, with, you know, tactics that you can then deploy as an outcome of that brand strategy, so that your tactics and your money you're investing in your tactics is kind of built on this base of a thorough, differentiated brand story, and you will now work in communicating your points of difference, your why you into the market.
So I think I've read a recent interesting stats about, I think, about 71% of consumer, especially Gen Zs, tend to buy from brands that they trust. So nowadays, especially I look at lots of websites, and I feel like there are lots of websites faceless, there's no basically identity. And how can you please advise the listener here, how can you build a brand that people trust, like, and refer to their friends or family members?
Well, Huyen, at the risk of repeating myself, you need to and it's very difficult for a practice to do this, or any business to do this themselves, which is why Brand Quest are doing what we do. You need external specialist help and advice to come in and to dig deep, as I said, to interrogate the clinic, to really find those nuggets of differentiation and the nuggets that will lead to the why you and your practice as against your competitors. You then begin to create a competitive advantage for your business, and once you do that, there are three core outcomes. One, you'll attract new patients, which is what we've really been concentrating on here. Two, you'll generate preferred word of mouth, because your patients then will have a story. They will take your story and retell their version of your story to others as a recommendation of word of mouth. And thirdly, and probably or unmistakably most important, you will build the value of your brand and your practice, and your practice will become a brand.
Yeah,
and that brand will have value.
Real value.
Agreed. You mentioned earlier on this idea that how BrandQuest can help. You know, they come into a business and they help sort of explore the ideas that help sort of build out what the brand means, what its story is, and how they. And I do imagine that it is hard sometimes for companies to sort of see internally and see for themselves why, you know, what their story is and what would be a resonating topic. So this is the value that I think that you can bring, because it might be maybe apparent to maybe companies what their story is or what their value is, but it might not necessarily be what resonates. And I imagine that's the experience that you bring in.
The category shows this. You cannot differentiate yourself from within. Mm-hmm. You do need a business who's experienced in finding, as I keep referring, these nuggets. We have a process that digs deep. It involves, we don't invent them. I used the word earlier, authentic. We use this process of working with the key people within the practice, and we interrogate those people in the nicest possible way, I should add. And we can interrogate those people through our process that we've proven over the 18 years to find their distinctive why and differentiate themselves in the market.
You know, I think we're getting close to the end here, and I believe that, you know, BrandQuest, you had a special offer perhaps for our listeners today.
Well, it is a special offer. No, and there's no spoons or forks added to this one, or steak knives.
I would be
incredibly welcoming of any questions or queries any of your viewers or listeners have.
Yeah.
More than happy to take a phone call, more than happy to do an online, quick online discussion with you on a Google Meet or Teams or whatever. And yes, if we and the clinic felt that there was, you know, some benefit here in the long road, yes, we can offer a managed way to help them find their brand strategy that will drive the business, turn the clinic into a brand. And that brand, as I said, a brand adds value. At some stage, the directors or the owners are going to need to leave that clinic for all the reasons any of us are in business, professional, etc. And a brand adds value to the sale price of that business.
Yes. So for those of you who feel like you haven't been able to identify your core identity, who you are, and also figure out the big why as to why you're here, why you should be different, why people should be coming to you, this is a great opportunity to talk to Graham and just have a conversation with him to identify, okay, to help figure out what will be the next step. How can I find my identity? How can I find the differentiation? And this is going to be a massive help for your marketing, because without that, it's going to be much more challenging for us to help you in terms of marketing to the prospects out there. Because if you don't have a strong identity, don't have a big unique selling points, it's really difficult to cut through the noise and to cut through all these sameness out there. So I highly recommend you take on this offer, because you know, it's going to be a game changer, and you're going to save a lot of marketing budgets, because now you know who you are, why you're different, and that's going to be so much easier for you to communicate across the website, social media, and when you talk to patients or your staff talking to patient or prospective patient, they will have very clear idea how about, you know, what about you that they should be choosing you over other competing practices out there.
Well, Graham, thank you very much for joining us today on the TV and podcast show. It's been great having you on here, and I really hope that the listeners sort of you know, get inspired with ideas, have them maybe really think about their business in a slightly different way. Am I just another same business? Do I know what my brand story is? Do I know how people resonate with my brand when they see it right now, mm-hmm. and maybe hopefully start thinking about the potential that it could be if they really invest in that brand. So
thank you, mm-hmm. Steve. Thank you, Huyen. Yeah. I've really enjoyed this because, as I said, it's a category. It's open to the brave.
Mm.
It's a category of sameness at the moment, and it's just calling out for brave clinics to say, hey, hey, put my hand up. I want to be different to my competitors.
Yeah, yeah.
So thank you both.
Yeah, yeah, you're welcome. And also for those who aspire to be the choice, not a choice in your category or region, this is a very good opportunity to talk to Graham. And I hope that you find your identity. And email me if you have any questions. I pass on your message to Graham. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and especially with a special guest today coming from Sydney. And I see you in the next episode. Okay, bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast with Huyen Truong and Steve Tate. Be sure to check out the archive section on our website for previous episodes at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com/podcast. And subscribe to the show so we can catch you at the next episode.